Okay, so we're on Chaf Dal and Amud Beis, 24b, the bottom line, two lines to the bottom. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Haytatzaito Chagurlo Manav, if his garment was tied around his waist, Mutar Lekro Kriyashma. In other words, he's not dressed other than this one garment. If it's tied around the waist, he can recite Kriyashma. Tani Nami Hachi, we learned a brayse that supports that, Haytatzaito Shal Beged V'Shalor V'Shal Sak, via a garment made of cloth or leather or sack and sackcloth, which means from goat hair, Chagur Amatnav, tied around his waist, Mutar Lekro Kriyashma, the top line of Chaf Hem and Al 25a, the top line, Aval Tzfila, there's a higher bar for Tzfila. For Shemona Esra, there's a higher bar, Ad Shechaset Libo. And if you look at the Rashi, the top Rashi, Aval Tzfila, Tzarichu Lehira Oded Atzmo, Ko Meid Lefnei HaMelech. He has to comport himself as if one is standing before a king, Velomo Be'ema, and stand with like fear and trepidation. Aval Kriyashma, Yinom Medaber Lefnei HaMelech. Kriyashma is not speaking to the king, he's making a declaration, but he's not talking to the Ribon Shalom. Or the top line, but Amar Rav Huna shachach v'nichnas b'tefillin lebeit hakisei. This is a different topic. If a person, he was wearing tefillin, and you know they used to wear tefillin the whole day, and he forgot, and he entered the bathroom wearing the tefillin, maniach yedo alihen ad shigmor. He'll put, it means on the tefillin shel rosh. He'll cover the tefillin shel rosh with his hand till he finishes doing what he needs to do. He says ad shigmor saltadai until he finishes everything. Why does he like clear out of that place as soon as he can? So ella kida Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak ad shigmor amud rishon. He says this a little bit in Michael's department. We'll pause a little bit.
I knew that was coming.
He says until he finishes like the first discharge. Achimur amud rishon. In other words, he's defecating. Achimur amud rishon. So the Gemara says v'lifsok la'altar v'leikum. Why does he get up right away? He realizes that no matter what he's in the middle of, like get out, get rid of the tefillin, and come back. So he says mishum de rabbi shemuel, because based on Rabbi Shmuel's teaching, we don't recommend doing that. This is the Tani. We learn in the Brisa Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel Meir amud achozer mevid adam de hidro. If a person, like he's, you know, holding back, defecating, so it brings him the day he drank, and they translate it as dropsy.
Yeah.
I know silion achos hair. Okay, if a person holds in the urine, maybe adam the yirakom brings him to jaundice. There's a lot of little gemara today, so I got to rush. I'll pause in a little bit. Let me just do another piece of gemara, and then we'll pause a little bit, and we'll go on. But I don't have a lot of time for questions and comments tonight. Itmar, it was stated, Soa al Basaro, O Yodomo Nachad Bidid Hakise. Now he's got excrement on his flesh, it sounds disgusting, but he means like this, that but you have to say that it's covered over. That's what the Mefarshim say. So it's covered over. Actually, I think what I saw in the name of the rush is like he wants to say it has to be covered over, not with a garment, with the flesh, like it's in his armpit or something like that. So Soa al Basaro, O Yodomo Nachad Bidid Hakise, or his hand is stretched through the wall of the Beit Hakise. So his hand is in the Beit Hakise. The point is that part of his body is out of commission. Rav Huna Amar Mutar Lekro Kriyat Shema. Rav Huna says he can recite Kriyat Shema notwithstanding the fact that he has Soa on part of his Basar, or his hand is in the Beit Hakise. He says Rav Chista Amar Asur Lekro Kriyat Shema. Rav Chista says he cannot recite Kriyat Shema. So Amar Rav Huna Mai Tamad Rav Huna. What's the reason for Rav Huna who says he's got a what?
I'm a
Rava. My time's a Rav Huna. Rava says, what's the reason for Rav Huna? Rav Huna is the Mekil position. He says, Dechtiv kol hanashamatan loka. Let every breathing person praise God. And the Gemara takes it, it means like, any this declaration, Kedusha. So Rashi says on the second arrow line, Hapeva chotam bechlal ahilu. The mouth and the nose, it means like everything is talui velo shari varim. Everything is in what the organs that used to breathe. If it's not the organ used to breathe, then it's out of commission for reasons of Soa. This nishkafer lach according to Rav Huna. Rav Chista Amar asur the kol kriyat shema. You can't recite kriyat shema. My time of Rav Chista, yativ kol asmotai tamar nashem chamichamokam. All of my bones, my whole body is involved with this. All right, let me pause for 30 seconds. This question comes to us. Anybody have any questions? Comes to us. Anybody so far? Everything? Okay, keep moving.
I understand. You can't. You're not supposed to pass wind when you have your tefillin on, but you could. Take care of Gadola?
No, he's saying like this. In other words, he should not walk into the bathroom with the tefillin. But he did walk into the bathroom with the tefillin. So now he's in the middle of like an operation or procedure, so to speak. So now what does he do? So on the one hand, you have the bezion on the tefillin. On the other hand, the Gemara takes it. He's got like a potential
physical
danger to him. So that's what it's coming out. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. The first very wide line on Chaf Hayam and Aleph. Okay, Itmar, Reach Rosh Yishlo Ikar. Now, we're talking about, let's say, Tsoa, but it also has a terrible aroma.
Okay.
So, right. So Tsoa, the idea is with Tsoa, I have to be at least Dalet Amot away from it. If it's in front of me, Kamloa Einav. But now it's got an odor. Does that change the the analysis. In other words, like the thing stinks. Let's say it's Dalet Amot behind me, but I smell it. So what's going on with that? So Itmar Reach Rosh Ishlo Ikar Rav Huna Mar Marchik Arba Amot Kori Kriyat Shema. Rav Huna says you Dalet Amot away, you're good to go. Okay. Rav Chista Mar Marchik Arba Amot Makom Shpasak Reach Kori Kriyat Shema. Rav Chista says you have to be Dalet Amot from where the Reach ends. So if the Reach goes on for 20 feet, so I have to be, I got to be, you know, 24 feet away, 20 amot, so I have to be 24 amot away from it. So he says here, Tani Kvati Rav Chista. We learn a Braisa that supports Rav Chista, that was the more stringent position. He says, Lo Yikra Adam Kriyat Shema, Lo Keneged Sod Adam, Lo Keneged Sod Klavim. A person should not receive Shema, you know, like in the presence of human excrement or dog excrement, lo keneged tzoat chazirim, lo keneged tzoat tarnagol, nor in the presence of pig excrement or the chicken excrement. Now we have lo keneged tzoat ashba, but the Gra takes out the word tzoat. He says lo keneged ashba, not near like the dump heap shirei chara, which has a bad odor. V'mayama kum gavoa asar tfachim o namucha asar tfachim. If either the tzoa or the person is in a rishus, it's 10 tefachim higher or 10 tefachim lower. In other words, he's in a different rishus than the tzoa, or the other way around. In other words, let's say the tzoa is here, and he's 10 tefachim on a ledge, or a 10 tefachim higher or 10 tefachim lower. That puts him in a different rishus. So he says, or the tzoa is that way. Then he can sit next to it and recite Kriyat Shema. That's considered the tzoa is in a different rishus. Okay, let's just give me just until I get to the two dots. Okay, let's hold off. Now, the imlav, otherwise, marchik melo einav. He has to be distant, like as far as he could see it. V'chein letfila. And similarly, for davening would be the same way. Now, here's the part we need. Reach ra sheishlo ikar, if he's got, like, there's a reach ra, and there's the tzoa that's causing it, marchik arba amot makom hareach v'kori kriyat shema. That's the key line. So you're dalet amot from where the reach stops, and you recite kriyat shema. So, let me just do it till the two dots, and then we'll pause. Okay, so the basic idea in this braisa was that I shouldn't recite kriyat shema near tzoa, whether it's human or animal. And I mentioned to you, so if it's like behind you, to the side of you, dalet amot, in front of you, kamalo einav, till I can't see it anymore. And then, but if there's soa with a reach, so even if it's behind me, but I smell it, so then I have to be, according to the braisa, you know, go to as far as the smell goes, and another dalet amot away. Okay, it means it's making its presence felt, so to speak. Now, the Gemara says, Amar Rava leit hilchataki hamatnita. Rava says the halacha doesn't follow this braisa. When he says it doesn't follow this braisa, he's only referring to one element in the braisa. So the braisa said that you can't read Shema in front of Tzot Klavim or Tzot Chazirim. Right. In other words, the dog excrement or the pork or the pig excrement. So if you look at the Rashi, it's the 10th narrow line of Rashi upstairs. Leit hilchataki hamanita dela'el da'aser tzot klavim l'chazirim b'she'in behen orod. We'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, Leit hilchataki hamanita ela ki hadatanya. Rather, like we learn in the Braisa, lo yikra adam kriyat shema lo keneged tzot adam. Person can't recite kriyat shema in the presence of tzot adam. And then he has to put like a big pause there. And then, v'lo keneged tzot chazirim v'lo keneged tzot klavim b'zman shetan orod l'tochan. In other words, apparently they would, part of the hide processing for Ibud, they would put the hides in the tzoa and it would make a big, big stink. I don't know, the hide with the tzoa makes a bigger stink than the tzoa alone. So the Bryce is saying that tzoat chazirim and tzoat klavim is only a problem when I'm adding these orot into it and then it's really super stinky. Otherwise not. Okay, now, okay, we'll talk Tarnagolim in a minute, okay? So, Baal Minei Rav Sheshet, they asked Rav Sheshet, Reach Rashein Lo Ikar Mahu. What if there's a bad odor, but there's no soa there? Meaning, a person passes gas. So, where does that leave me in terms of Kriyat Shema Tefillah? So, Amar Lahu, so he, Rav Sheshet, said to them, Atu Chazu Hanatzipe Debe Rav, Dehani Ganu Vahani Garsi. He says, see these mats that are in the base medrash. So, some of the Talmidim are like absolutely like sleep, they would sit on the mats, but some of them are sleeping on the mats. and others are learning. So the Gemara assumes that when they're sleeping, they pass gas, and yet the other people are learning. So the implication being that right. So Bahani Mili B'divrei Torah. But the Gemara says it's only when it comes to learning Torah. About the Kriyat Shema Lo. With Kriyat Shema, you can't recite Kriyat Shema if there's flatulence around. B'divrei Torah Lami Lo Amran. And even by Divrei Torah, they only said Ela Dechavrei. If it's your friend's gas, he says about the Didei Lo, your own gas, so you're not allowed to do that. Okay, let me just come to the chickens now for a minute. There's Tosfos. If you look at top Tosfos, Tosfos says in the fourth narrow line in Tosfos upstairs, or the third narrow line rather, V'omer Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Dafka Kshem Balul Shalahem, Shem Sirchon Gadol. When it comes to the chickens, he says it's only if, like near the chicken coop where it really stinks. Chickens that walk around in the house, you don't have to be Choshesh. All right, so who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? What do you want to say?
I would like to yield my time to the Amud Bet. They say in the Senate.
All right. Do you want to say anything, Michael? Everybody good?
Okay,
let's keep moving. All right, I'm sorry to press so much. It's just this dap. It's like two dap him.
You're doing great.
There's different plane cases. Yeah, there's no smell in those cases, right?
What?
There's no smell.
So it sounded like, I don't know. Let me take a look here with the plane. I assume there's no smell there. Okay, let's take a look back on the Gemara. All right, we're at the two dots around 15 lines below where it gets very wide. Okay, Itmar, it's Soa Overa. Now the Gemara takes with Soa Overa. Let's say I'm davening and somebody's walking around with like a chamber pot and then in and out, like passing over, so do I have to worry about that or not? So Itmar, it's Soa Overa, Abayamar, Mutar, Lakro, Kriya Shema. In other words, if I'm reciting Kriya Shema and the guy walks by with his chamber pot, I can keep reading Shema, no problem, according to Abaye. Rava Amar, Asur, Lakro, Kriya Shema. Rava says, no, I have problems if it's Soa Overa. So welcome, we're on Chaf Hayim and Aleph around the 15th very wide line. Okay, he says Amar Abaye Min Amina Lo. So Rabbi says Asur the Kriyat Shema. Amar Abaye Min Amina Lo. Abaye says, how do I know that you are allowed to recite Kriyat Shema? Did not. He refers to a Mishnah, a Masechet Negayim. The Mishnah says Hatamei Omein Tachara Ilan. Now he says the Tamei person is under the tree. The tree is a canopy. It's like an ohel. And we've had this all over the place where you see the Ilan. Now when it says Tamei here, it's talking about a Metzora. Metzora is an Avatuma. Okay, Metzora is an Avatuma. So Hatamei Omein Tachara Ilan. If the Metzora is standing under the tree, v'hatahor over, and the tahor person just passes, he walks by, but under the tree, so he's tamei. Then he's tamei. It says tahor omei tachar ilan. If the tahor person is standing under the tree, v'tamei over, and now the tamei sort of walks by, so the person is tahor. Now again, if it's a maid, if it's a corpse, it'd be tamei all over the
Either
place.
Way.
Right. So by the Mitzorah, we'll come to see in the Gemara, by the Mitzorah, it says, there's a Pasuk, which we're having in a couple of lines, it says, Michus la'machane Moshavo. In other words, everything is talu with Moshavo, his like residence. In other words, so if he's passing through, that doesn't count as his Moshav. So if he establishes his residence there, or he stays there for a while, then that's his Moshav. So if the Mitzorah is standing there, and then the tower person works under the OL with him, under the tree, the tower person's Tame. But if the tower person's standing on the tree and the Mitzvah is just walking through, that's not his Moshav, and so he doesn't transmit Tuma. Okay, now, so the Gemara says, let me see back, this Mitzvah is Bimamad Tame. But if the Mitzvah stands there, then the person becomes Tame. V'chein be'evin amenu God. Same thing by the Evin amenu God. It's an Evin from a house that's filled with Sara'as. So there's a hekesh between Mitzvah and the Evin amenu God. So the point being that Abaye is, making equivalence between the Tsoa, what is called Tsoa Overet, right? So the Gemara called it between the Tsoa Overet, the Tsoa that's passing through an area, and the Mitzvah who's passing through an area. And Abaye says, just like the Mitzorah who passes through an area is no harm, no foul, so too the Tzorah that passes through the area is no harm, no foul. That's the way Abaye takes it. Just a minute. He says, V'rava amarlach, Rava holds, there is harm, there is foul. V'rava amarlach, hatam b'kviyuta talya milta. He says, over there, that's a different analysis. By the Mitzorah, the tumah is talui with his kviyus, with his permanence in that location. Dichtiv badari shei michutz lamach ena moshavo. He'll be by himself where his moshav is. Here, the Torah only says, your machane should be kadosh. So if you're in this machane and the guy passes into it, it's not kadosh anymore. So Rava says you have a problem. Okay, let me just do another piece of Gemara and then I'll think of the questions and then I'll pause in a little bit, okay? Okay, so Amara Papa, Pi Chazir, Kitsoavir. Papa says, the mouth of a chazir is like tzovar. The chazir is like always with the schmutz. So the mouth is assumed to be for schmutzy. So pi chazir kitzovar dami. So the Gemara says pshita. That's obvious. The Gemara says lo tzricha afagav the salik minahara. In other words, let's say the pig comes out of the river, so he's washed off. But notwithstanding that, he's still like for schmutz because the Gemara takes it. If you look at Rashi, where's the Rashi? He says pshita. Yeah, the pi chazir eino b'latsoa. In other words, the mouth of a chazir can't be without soa. So the Gemara assumes that even when it comes out of the river, it's got soa there. So I asked Rav Shefta today. I said, you know, some people, this sounds like a strange commentary on society. Some people have like pet pigs, and the pigs live better.
Some people say pigs are very clean.
The pigs live better than the humans do. I mean, they have them there on the sofa. They wash them off. You know, it's like you know, my friend, and the pig eats. You know, so I asked him if. You know, under those circumstances, would the pi chazir be? He said it would be different under those circumstances. Okay, now
pot-bellied pigs. Garbage.
What?
Pot-bellied pigs used for pets.
All right. Okay. Now let's see further.
You forgot to ask.
They eat food. They eat pig
are
food?
They clean?
The people keep them clean. They clean. What do you mean by clean? I mean,
they don't go to
the
car wash.
The cleanest animal I know is the cat.
All right.
Not your dog. Next.
All right, I got to keep moving. Okay, so Amar Rav Yehuda, Safik Soa Asura, Safik Miraglayim Mutarim. So Rav Yehuda says, let's say Safik Soa, so it could be more in one case, but one, like I'm not sure if this object is Soa or not. I don't know what it is. I see it, but I'm not sure if it's Soa. So Rav Yehuda says, Safik Soa is Asura. So then I can't recite Kriyat Shema of that, but Safik Miraglayim Mutarim. If I see something, and it might have been Meiraglai, may not have been, so then I could recite Kriyat Shema. So Ik Damri, other people say, Amar Rabbi Huda, Safik So Babayit Muteret, that a Safik So in the house is Muteret, and we don't assume that you'd have So in the house. Again, they don't have indoor plumbing, but you know, like you go outside, you know, to a different place. So if there's something you're not sure, it's unlikely to be, we'll be told that it's not Soa. But Ashba Asura, if the Safik's in the Ashba, then it's prohibited, because that's where likely it is. Safik Meiraglayim, if it's a Safik with Meiraglayim, with your even the ashba is permissible. We'll explain in a minute. So the Gemara says, now this is Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. So the Gemara says, Sabra lo ki had the Rav Hanuna. So Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rav Hanuna. The Amar Rav Hanuna lo asra Torah keneged amud bilvad. The Torah only prohibits it. I'm sorry, did I lose the place? One second, listen. In other words, the Torah only prohibits it if it's like when it comes to the urine, if it's in front of the person who's urinating. That's
natural
what he's saying.
Flow.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He says, because Rabbi Yonatan, and that's on a Torah level. The Rabbi Yonatan Rami, Rabbi Yonatan poses a contradiction in Psukim. You'll have a place outside the Machaneh, you'll go to do whatever you need to do. And that's one thing. He says, Uchtiv, and then there's another pasuk that says, you'll have like the shovel with your equipment, and then you'll cover your tsoa. So one implication is, like you just do your, in other words, you just have to worry, in other words, you
cover
do
it up.
One case you cover, one case you don't cover it up. So haketzad. So how do I reconcile the two psukim? Kam bigdolim, kam bigtanim. When it's talking about the ateid, it's talking about gedolim, you know, feces. And when it talks about the first pasuk, yatilachami chutz lamachaneh, it's talking about urine. Alma Ketanim Lasra Torah L'Kenegad Amud Bavad. So you see from here that in other words, the Torah is telling me that you can't urinate in the Machaneh. Everybody's studying Torah in the Machaneh. So go outside the Machaneh and urinate there. So the only thing the Torah is makpid on, and it doesn't say covered up or do anything like that, the only thing the Torah is makpid on is if the person would be present with the urination on a Torah level. Hanaful la arashari. So if it's once it's on the ground, it's permissible. Rabbanan hu degazru behu. But the chachamim where goes there concerning urine. V'chigazru behu rabbanan bevada'an. So when there goes there that you can't daven or say kriyat shema near the urine, but there only goes there when it's vada urine. Aval besfeikan lo gazru. Only but safek that when it goes there. Uvada'an ad kama. Now, when talking about the urine, like a person urinated in a location, so how long do I have to worry? How long is urine urine? When does urine cease to be urinating for purposes of halacha? So Shmuel says as long as it splashes, like it can get an object wet, then you have a problem. Geniva, Mishmei de Rav Amar, Kozman Shri Shuman Nikar. Now, Geniva, name of Rav, is much more Kamashita. He says, as long as like you can see like traces of it on the ground. In other words, is like, you know, like I could see that the urine was there. So Amar of Yosef, Sharli Mari Le Geniva, like Hashem should forgive Geniva, Hashtet So Amar of Yehuda Marav. Now, again, Geniva is quoting from Rav. He says that Rav says that Rishuman is Nikar. If I could see traces of the urine, then I have a problem. He says, but Hashta Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, we have another statement in Rav. He said in Rav, Kivan Shekarmu Panem Mutar. When it comes to Tsoa, if it's just encrusted on the outside, it's Mutar. Even though the Tsoa is moist on the inside, it's permissible. And here, you're saying that more chamor, in other words, urine is not more chamor than soa. If anything, is more lenient than soa. But here, with this din that you Geneva are quoting ostensibly in the name of Rav, is Rishuman Nikar. I see like the traces of it. So that's much more chamor because even with the soa, you can have like moist soa inside as long as it's hard on the outside. So the Gemara says, "Kemish Kumunim Mutar May Reglayim Abaye." So certainly, the May Reglayim should be permissible in that instance. So Amar Le Abaye. So again, Geneva quotes this halacha. And Rav Yosef shrugs it up. So again, Abaye was a Talmid of Rav Yosef. So Amalei Rav Abaye. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, "My chassid, he wants to defend Geneva. My chassid samchraha. Why do you rely on that statement of Rav that you just quoted from Rav Yehuda? Smochaha. There's another statement of Rav. The Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna. Amar Rav. Soa filu kicheres asur. There's a different statement called the name of Rav that soa, even if it's like cheres, which is like earthenware, meaning it's very hard, it's still prohibited. So I have two statements of Rav. They're obviously contradictory, but if I take the more chamur statement of Rav, then Geneva doesn't look like he's bad. Because more chamur says that even soa, if it's totally hard, is still prohibited. So that we can, you know, so we could have the same standard for the Meiraglayim. So Behechi Damit Soa Kecheres, what would be like an example of that soa is like Cheres? So Amar Rabba Barachan of Yochanan, Kozman Shazorka Vena Nefrechet. If I could throw it and it doesn't break apart, that's Kecheres, and that's still prohibited. Yeah. But Beika Da Amri, and others say, some say a more stringent standard that as long as I can roll it and it doesn't break apart. In other words, it's less likely to break up when it's rolling than when I throw it. Right. So that being the case, that's a more stringent standard.
If you throw it, it's mutar, but you roll it.
Right. So Amar Avina. So, okay, Amar Avina, Haba Ka'im that Kamid Rav Yehuda Bidifti. I was standing for Rav Yehuda Bidifti. Chaza Tsoa. Apparently, he wanted to say Kriyat Shema or something, and he saw Tsoa. Amarli Ayin. I want you to examine it. Ikarmu Panam Ilo. He says that see if it's like encrusted on the outside, which is like that earlier statement of Rav. Ika Da Amri. Others say Hachi Amarli. This is what he said to him. Im Apply Ifluye. Has it cracks formed in it? So if it's cracks formed in it, that would seem to be more like the shita about like throwing it and in a nefrechet. It was that, like that. Okay. So mayahava law. So what's the upshot with when it's soa, it's soa? The way Rashi learns mayahava law is where's the Rashi? Yeah, the Mei Raglayim. But the way the Marshal learns is referring to soa and Mei Raglayim. In other words, how long is soa, it's soa for purposes of halacha? How long is Mei Raglayim for purposes of halacha? So my havala itmar soa kecheres. If the soa is like hard, like cheres, like earthenware, a meimar amar asura. A meimar says it's prohibited. Umar zutra amar muterit. He says muterit. Then I can read krishma. Amar Rava hilchata soa kecheres asura. So Rava says the halacha is that soa kecheres is prohibited. Who meiraglayim kuz machma pichin. The meiraglayim, as long as it like splashes, it's prohibited. Like it could wet like something. Meifei. On this we ask kasha from the following brisa. So meiraglayim kuz machma pichin asurin. As long as they splash, they're prohibited. Nivlu oyavshu mutarin. If they were absorbed in the ground or dried out, they're permissible. My love, then we want to make a diuk from this brisa. My nivlu dumidiyavshu. Is it not that like nivlu word like was absorbed is similar to being dried out? My yavshu de inri shuma nikar. Just like drying out, like you can't see traces of it. Af nivlu de inri shuma nikar. Harishuma nikar asur, afalgav de ein mapichin. So that would lead me to an implication that it's rishumo nikar is prohibited. It's going to be hard to stick this into the brisa, but that's the implication, even though it's not splashing. So even though, again, the brisa said mei raglan kuswan mapichin asurim, but it said nivlu yavshu mutarim. But we think, in other words, where do I focus? Do I focus on the second clause when it's permissible, or the first clause when is it prohibited? So I focus on the second clause when it's the only time it's permissible is when it's absorbed or it's dried out.
Okay.
So that means that means ain rishumo nikar. So it means if it's not that way, there's rishumo nikar, there's asur.
Okay.
He says so Rava had said may raglaim kosh machman pichin, it's like splashing, but this is like more chamur from the brisa, and Rava doesn't want to argue on the brisa. So the Gemara says this was Amar Rava. So v'lo ta'amech. So I don't know who's speaking to who here, but the Gemara is saying, according to that svara, emaresha, let's do the first clause in the brisa, cause shaman shemat pichin hu dasur, as long as splash is prohibited, harishuma nikar shar, the implication being is rishuma nikar is permissible. Elamiha lekel mishmamina. So we can't deduce one way or the other from this brisa. In other words, one clause is not being so precise. In other words, one clause is just for symmetry of language, and one clause is to be determined precisely, but they lead us to different conclusions. So the Gemara, so we're still in the air a little bit with Rabbi's halacha. Now, Rabbi's halacha is that may reglan kuz machman pichin. So the Gemara says lema ketanai. Should we say that Rabbi's halacha is actually subject to machlok ketanayim? The Brisa says kli shnishbechui menu may reglayim. If you have a kli that may reglayim was poured from it, asur likro kriyashma kenegdo. So it means that you have a keli that's used for urine, a chamber pot. So you can't recite Kriyat Shema in the presence of the chamber pot, even if there's no urine in it. Okay,
that's not. It's dry.
You're right. He says, "Umei raglaim atzman shenishbechu." This is the part we need. The mei raglaim itself was poured out. He says, "Nivlu mutar." It's absorbed in the ground. It's permissible. Lo nivlu asur. Rabbi Yossi Omer calls him on Shmat Pichin. Rabbi Yossi holds that as long as it's splashing, I have a problem. Now, the Gemara says, my nivlu, my lo nivlu, the Kamar Tanakama. So when the Tanakama refers about the urine being absorbed, that's what the Tanakama says. If it's absorbed, it's mutar. What does that mean? He says, ilema nivlu dein mat pichin. If you say nivlu means that it doesn't splash, and lo nivlu de mat pichin, and not absorbed means it could splash it, batere usil meimar kos much mat pichin hu da asur, and Biosi says, as long as the splashing is prohibited, harishuma nikar shari, so rishuma nikar bishari, hainu tanakama. So then the two opinions are the same. If the Tanakama says that if it's splashing got a problem, then Riosi says splashing got a problem, and then if it's Rishuma Nikar don't have a problem, they're both saying the same thing. Elo Nivlu de Ain Rishuma Nikar. The Gemara says Nivlu means that it's absorbed and the Rishuma is not Nikar. Lo Nivlu de Rishuma Nikar. So what the Tanakama is saying, we think, that if it's Rishumo Nikar, I have a problem. I see traces on the ground, I have a problem. But after Rabbi Yossi Lameimar, Kuz Machman Pichin Huda Asur. Rabbi Yossi is saying, so in splash, I have a problem, I Rishumo Nikar Shari. So if that's the accurate interpretation of the Brisa, so then the issue of whether it's Rishumo Nikar or not is Machloket Tanayim. So the Gemara says, low. No, it's not the right. The Kuliyama Kuz Machman Pichin Huda Asur. Everybody learns that its splashing is prohibited. How Rishumo Nikar Shari. Everybody holds that Rishumo Nikar is so again, Mapichin is Asur, Rishuma Nikar is Shari, is permissible. It was Rishuma Nikar. So what's the machloket about? Turn page, top line. The shear is, what is the shear of splashing? So, in other words, there's one shear where it splashes, the other it splashes so much that the object that you splash in it could then make something else moist as well. So he's saying that so the Tanakhama says that you need, in order to be asur, you need topeach amnat lahatfiach. In other words, let's see back in the Brisa. So, let me see the Brisa again. Where is it? Shenishpu nivlu mutar lo nivlu asur. Alright, so the Tanakhama is saying that it has to be topeach amnat lahatfiach in order to be asur. In other words, splashes, and splashes so much that the thing you splash it with will make something else wet. Okay. And Rabbi Yossi holds, as long as it splashes just and makes something moist, it's prohibited. Okay? In other words,
he's more strict.
He's more strict, yeah. Okay. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Okay, we're on the second line on Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Okay, now if you remember in the Mishnah, we said that if a person goes to be tovel in the mikveh, because sometimes, let me see what the Mishnah is. Yeah, you remember he was a Baal Keri and he went to be Tovel in the Mikvah. If he can get out of the mikveh and recite Shema before the sun rises, he should do that. But otherwise, he should cover himself with the water inside it. So you're rather bowling the whole over chule. So the Mishnah takes it that you're going to recite Kriyat Shema by Nates. So the Gemara says you're rather bowling the whole over chule. Lema Tana Stama Kreb Lezer. Should we say the Tana here is teaching me a Stam Mishnah, an anonymous Mishnah, in accordance with the opinion of Reb Lezer, the Amar and Nates Achama? If you remember in the first parak on Daf Tetam and Beis, you had the Mishnah. The Mishnah said according to Reb Lezer that the Zman for Kriyat Shema begins when you can distinguish between Tchelet and Karti, between the blue and the green, the Gomrad and Eitzacham. You have a very narrow window of opportunity to recite Shema. So it seems like this mission is going like that. Like the Sof Zman Kriyat Shema is an Eitzacham. So the Gemara says, I feel tame with Rabbi Yeshua. Because even say our mission goes like Rabbi Yeshua, who holds you have Shal Sha'ot, of Adilma Kvatikin. In other words, he's saying you do like Vatikim, like the very careful people, and they want to read the best way. The Amar B'Yochan, Vatikin, you go with an Eitzacham. Yosef says the Vatikim would finish with Neitz HaKama. That's all he means. Okay. Vimlav Yikasev Mai Mikra. Otherwise, he can stay in the water and recite Kriyat Shema, so his body will be covered by the water. V'harei Libo Ruan Erev. The Gemara says, but his heart is going to see the air. But the Gemara has this idea that parts of the body shouldn't see the Erev. So if you look at Rashi, the fourth white line, V'harei Libo Ruan Erev, Sakadaita, we think, Kul Eiver Shein Darko Lerod Ra Erev, V'ruei Oto B'Shashakori B'Torah, Karina Bey V'lo Yerev HaYerev HaTavar. We think that if any part of the body sees the erva that normally doesn't see it, we have a problem. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So Amar Blazar, Vitema Rabbi Acha Bar Abba Bar Acha Mishum Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is Rav. B'mayim Achurim Shanu. He says that the Mishnah is talking about the reciting Shema in like turbid waters. In other words, it's like dirty water. So Libo is not Ruwet Erva. He says Didamu Ka'ara Smichta Shlo Yireh Libo Erva To. It's like thick mud. In other words, it's like so it's like muddy water. So not a problem. Okay. So the Gemara says Tan Rabbanan Mayim Slulim. The Brisa says if it's clear water, Yeshev Bahenat Savaro, a person can sit in that clear water, Vikore, and recite Shema, Vyeshomrim Okran Baraglo. Some say he should disturb the water with his foot. Vitanakama, Re Libo Erva. So according to Tanakama, isn't Libo Ro Erva? If it's clear water, he's sitting and reciting it. Ksavar Libo Erva Mutar. So he, the Tanakama, holds that Libo Ro Erva is not a problem. Now the Gemara says Varei Akeva Ro Erva. Now again, you have to say that the Havamina is like Rashi, that no part of the body should see the Erva. So now the Gemara says, but his heel sees the Erva. So you could say two svaras in the first situation. So either, I think this is Tosfos HaRosh says, that Libo Ro Erva, but the stomach is like in between the heart and the genitalia. So maybe this tzad to say Libo is not a problem, but Akevo, his heel, has got a direct line of sight, so to speak. Or the other side you could say that he's thinking is that that the lave and the genitalia are normally covered in the same region, like whatever, the cloak, whatever, something like that. But his heel is usually like a different rishus. In other words, the heart normally does see the erva, but the heel doesn't see the erva. The heel's got a shoe on and whatever. In other words, the heel doesn't see the erva. So a kibberweight erva, sabar, a kibberweight erva mutar. So that Tana holds, there's not a problem with a kibberweight erva. So itmar, a kibberweight erva mutar. Now, it was said that if the heel sees the erva, it's not a problem. A nogea, let's say the heel is touching the erva. So Abai Amar Asur. Abai says you cannot recite Kriyat Shema if that's the case. The Rava Amar Mutar. Rava says Mutar. And it was like, I imagine, like, let's say you're in bed and you're covered with the blanket and you're sitting cross-legged, you know, something like that. So he says, so Abai Amar Asur, Rava Amar Mutar. Rav Zvi Matni Lo Alhashmai Tahachi. So Rav Zvi learned the sugya the way we just learned it. Rav Chinana Bereid Rav Ika Matni Lo Hachi. He learns as follows. Nogeya Devrei Kol Asur. In his version, if Akeva is touching the erva, everybody agrees is prohibited. Roeh, when it comes to Akeva, his Akev seeing the erva, Abai Amar Asur, Rava Amar Mutar. Why? Lo nina Torah l'malachim sharet. Rabbi holds the Torah wasn't given to the Malachim. Malachim don't have an erva. We're people, so that's it. And that's a common phrase that's used, you know, poskim, like all over the place. So the Torah l'malachim sharet. V'hilchata nogea asur. The halacha is that if it's nogea, it's asur. Roe mutar. If the Akev sees it's not a problem. Amar Rava, soa ba'ashashi, mutar l'kro kriyat shema kenegda. Let's say you have soa and it's in a glass vessel. So the glass is like a covering for it. So then I can recite Kriyat Shema, even though I see it, I can recite Kriyat Shema, because it's like a different Meshus. Erva ba'ashashit, let's say a woman is not dressed behind a mechitza, a glass mechitza, asur l'kro Kriyat Shema kenegda. I can't recite Kriyat Shema. So soa ba'ashit mutar l'kro Kriyat Shema kenegda, soa b'kisui tal yamelta. When it comes to soa, so the cure is kisui. If it's covered over, that's the cure, the remedy. Baha mechsia, it's covered over. Erva ba'ashashit asur l'kro Kriyat Shema kenegda. When the erva is in contained behind glass, so you can't recite Kriyat Shema. V'lo yireva cha erva. Means Hashem shouldn't see any erva, but we take it that that's the thing. If I could see it, it's a problem. As I mentioned last night, this is Rabbi Simon Wolf, like, you know, women, you know, come to shul, you know, and they're behind mechitza. If they're not dressed properly, it's a big problem for the men, you know, to recite Kriyat Shema, do anything, as the erva is there. And that means, you know, there's dealing with the hair, there's dealing with the arms, and there's dealing with the legs. And yeah, but looking, it's like a real b'dievet situation. In other words, I shouldn't recite Kriyat Shema and say Devar Shem Kedusha if the erva is exposed. So you got the erva all exposed.
Not only
and,
don't you look, you're covering your eyes.
And a lot of, yeah, but that's in one sentence. It's the whole davening. It's the whole davening. And the and a lot of women, you know, like to see through the mechitza. They don't like it where they can't see. So that that goes with the territory now. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So, okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay. Now, Amar Abaye, Soa Kolshu Mavat Labarok. Let's say, I don't know what the shear is, a minuscule amount of excrement. I don't know how much is minuscule. But a minuscule amount of excrement, Mavat Labarok. You can be Mavat with spitting on it. He says, Amar Rava Uvarok Avev, you have a thick roke. In other words, the idea is that the roke will be a kisui for the tsoa, and that works. Amar Rava, soa beguma maniach sandalo ala bekori Kriyat Shema. If the soa in a pit or in like a small hole, so a person could put his shoe on the top of it and recite Kriyat Shema. So even though he's standing now on top of the guma and the soa is underneath his foot, it's covered, so he could recite Kriyat Shema. By mar brei ravina soa devukam sandalo mai. What if the soa is like clinging to his sandal? So what's the halacha? So do I say it's the same thing? In other words, he's on top of it, so it's not a problem. Or do I say that no, like it's the buka to it, it's like more like connected with it. Yeah, so teku. The more leaves, it's a teku. All right, let me just do a few more lines. I'll pause. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Akum Arom, Asur L'Kro Kriyat Shema Kenegda. If a non-Jew is not dressed, you can't recite Kriyat Shema from the presence of a non-Jew. My Yiriya, Akum, Afil Yisrael Nami. What's the thing even a Jew that way? Yisrael Pshita Le Da Asur. The Jew is obvious, it's Asur. Ela Akum, it's Terichalei. But he has to teach me the Goy. Ma'am Tehim Ahol Ketiba Hu Asher Basar Chamarim Basaram. The flesh of Chamarim is their flesh. It merely means that, like, the Aver, in other words, like the goyim, that they're like their male member is like the chamor, which is like a very you know active animal in the sexual realm. So the Navi compares it. Asher b'sar chamorim b'saram, ema chamor ba'almahu. So I would think that like they're like compared to a chamor. So I can recite Kriyshma in front of a chamor. I can recite Kriyshma in front of a horse. In other words, I don't say that there's erva because I'm from the animal. So since I see the Navi compares them in that reference to animals, so Kamash Malan, Dinu Nami Ikru Erva, Dichtiv Ervat Avihem L'Ra'u. It says by Noach, the first Ervat Avihem, so the Inichli Nami, they have erva with that. Let me do five more lines and I'll pause. V'lo Yikaseh Lo B'mayim Ha'ra'im V'lo B'mayim Mishra Shitot Tocha Mayim. And the Mishnah says, I shouldn't cover myself with like putrid water or like the flax soaking water, he says, until I put water into it. How much water can you put in? In other words, if you're in a tub of water with this flax or with this with the stinky water, you'd have to put like, you know, 100 gallons into Bimvatilit. So again, this is one of these things where if you read and translate the Mishnah, it doesn't work out. You need the Hezbollah and the Gemara. This is what the Mishnah means. A person should not cover himself with like stinky water to recite Kriyat Shema. If the water stinks, I shouldn't recite Kriyat Shema in it. Umei raglayim in a separate, different halacha. If there's mei raglayim, in other words, there's a bowl or a chamber pot with mei raglayim, so I have to pour water into it in order to recite Kriyat Shema near this chamber pot. So Tana Rabbanan.
What was the Mishnah's case here?
Yeah, so the Mishnah's case, if you turn back to the Mishnah on Daf Chaf, right? Okay. Yeah, Chaf on the base. So the Mishnah said, no, not Chaf. It's, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's Chaf base on the base. Okay, page 44. So the Mishnah said that, yeah, it says we didn't understand. V'lo yikaseh lo b'mayim arayim v'lo b'mayim mishra ad she'atila tochan mayim. So he shouldn't cover himself with mayim arayim or mayim mishra until he puts water into it. So the Gemara is saying that is two different halachot. One halacha is I shouldn't cover myself with mayim arayim or mayim mishra.
You're in the water.
In other words, I'm in water. It's not necessarily a mikvah, but I'm in water. I can't recite Shema if I'm in stinky water. And then a separate halacha, ad she'atila tochan mayim, is if there's a chamber pot around with urine in it, I have
water.
To add water to it. Yeah. So back in the Gemara,
it could be dirty.
I got to move. I don't have time. Please forgive me. Okay. Tamar Baran, Tamar Yatil Tochan Mayim. How much water does he have to put in? Kol Shahu, just a small amount of water. Rabbi Zakkai Omer Ravid. Rabbi Zakkai says he put a ravid of water in. Amram Nachman, Machloket Lebasof. Rabbi Nachman says this Machloket is Besof, meaning I urinated in this pot. Now I'm adding water to it. So that's the machloket. Do I need a little bit or at least the revius? Aval betchila kol shein. Betchila, in other words, if I add water to the pot and then I urinate in it, a little bit of water. Because the idea is we had this by going back to Hulin, by Taruvis, it's like kama batil. In other words, there's a little bit of water in it, so I'm urinating. So each drop of water that I put in, each urine that I put in the water becomes batil. So that's what he wants to say. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef holds, machloket lechachila. No, machloket is when I'm putting water from the get-go, do I need a little bit or a viet? Aval lebasof divrei kol reviet. If it's at the end, that's the more chamor situation. Everybody holds I need a reviet of water. So amalei Rav Yosef l'shamei, Rav Yosef said to his attendant, aitili reviata demaya krib zakai. So Rashi learns, where is it? Yeah, afila betchila. So the Gemara, so Rav Yosef said to his servant, "Bring me a revius of water even before I urinate, so that I batel like the chamor shita like Rabbi Zakkai." Okay, I'm just running out of time, so I have to move on. And I'll, if there's time at the end, I'll try to pause a little bit more. And Michael, I'm sure, doesn't want to pick up the Gemara here tomorrow. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Graf Shel Rei, Ba'avid Shel Mei Raglayim. So these are different chamber pots. One is used for feces, and one is used for urine. So it's a chamber pot. Even if the chamber pot is clean, I can't recite Kriyat Shema near the chamber pot. He says, "Umei raglayim atzman ad shila tochan mayim," and mei raglayim, I have to put water in it. "V'kama yatzila tochan mayim," how much water? This we had just a few lines ago. Kol shu, Rabbi Zakkai may revi'it. Rabbi Zakkai says revi'it. Now, bein lefnei amita, bein la'achar amita. According to the Tanakhama, doesn't make a difference if the pot with the mei raglayim is before the mita, and it's between me and the mita, or the mita interposes between me and the chamber pot. He says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Meir, la'achar mita. Rabbi Shimon says, if it's like behind the bed, Kore, then I could recite Shema. In other words, the bed will be like a block it off. Lifnei Amita Eino Kore, before the Mita I can't recite it. And then, and we're not sure how to read this line. Avomarchiku arba amod bekorei. A person could distance himself dalad amod and recite it.
Sounds like a hospital.
Okay, please. I got. So now, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, afilu by mea amod. Even if the house is 100 amod, lo yikra. In other words, Reb Shimon ben Elazar is saying kula beita ka arba amod damia. That's as far as it comes up in halacha. The whole house is like dalad amos. See, they use it for a kula. You know, we're washing Nagel Vasser in the morning, so a lot of people aren't so machmir to wash within Dalet Amot, but they say that this is Sfara, which the Mishmur says not to rely on, unless it's Shasat Dachak, but Kula Beita Ka'arba Amot Dami, the whole house is like Dalet Amot. Okay, so let's take a look. So the Rosh Hashanah Lazar Meir, Afilu Bayi Mea Amot Lo Yikra Shiotziyem, he says, "Oh, sheni chen tachan mita." In other words, I got to get it out of the house, or I put it under the mita. The mita will act as a covering for, let's say, the chamber pot. Okay, now, ibay lahum hechi kaamar. And the Bakhi is here, the words here. What's that? What place? Where's the Bach? Yeah, hechi kaamar shum liel. Right. So ibay lahum hechi kaamar shum liel. Now, again, let's go back with some Rosh Shum liel. Rosh Shum liel said. La'achar amita kore. If it's behind the bed, I can recite Shema. If they amita, I can't recite it. But I have to be marking dalet amot. So hechi kamar, achar amita kore miad. Is he saying that if it's behind the bed, I can recite Shema immediately? Lifnei amita marchik arba amot. If it's in front of the bed, between me and the bed, then I have to go for dalet amot away. But kore, o dilma hachi kamar. Or maybe this is what he means. Lachar amita marchik dalet amot. But kore, if it's behind the bed, I still have to be marchik dalet amot. Then I can, so I have the bed and dalet amot. Then I'm in good shape. Lifnei amita eno kore klal. But lifnei amita, I can't recite it at all. So it's not clear what Hashem Gleil holds about this. So okay, so Tashma. So the Gemara brings a brisa to try to clarify the situation. The Tanya, now in this brisa, the names are not going to match up with the ones we had in the earlier brisa, but the shita will match up. The Tanya, Rosh Shimon Elazar Omer. Now here, Rosh Shimon Elazar seems to be articulating the same position that Rosh Shimon Elazar did in the previous brisa. Achar amita kore miyad. If it's behind the bed, then I'm done. I can recite Shema. Lifnei amita, if the chamber pot is in front of the mita, markik arba amud. I just have to be 4 amud away from it. He says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Now here, Rosh Shimon seems to be the same as what we had in Rosh Shimon Elazar above. Afilu by mea amah lo yikran sho tziyema shenichem tachan amita. Even if it's 100 amot in the house, I shouldn't recite it, so I take it out or I leave it under the bed so it's covered. So the Gemara says, so the point is, bayan ishtan lan. So our question, in other words, the point is, the shita that holds about lefnei amita lachar amita, we've clarified that it's lefnei amita, I have to be marking dalet amot. Fine. But madhyata kashan adadi. But now the two prices seem to be soter one another into who's saying what opinion. So the Gemara says, Epoch Batraitib. We're going to reverse the Shitot in the last Brisa. So the last Brisa, what we said, Rishon Lazar, Rishon Leal, and Rishon Leal, Rishon Lazar, then everything is fine and hunky dory. He says, so the Gemara says, Mai Chasid Afket Batraitib. How did you figure out you're going to reverse the Shitot in the last Brisa? Epoch Kamaita. Why don't you reverse the Shitot in the first Brisa? How did you figure out which one you're going to reverse? So the Gemara says, Man Shamalei Da'amar Kula Bayit Ka'arba Amodami. Who is the one that we know holds that the whole house is like Dalet Amod? Rishon Lazar he. So the Gemara knows that Rishon Lazar holds that. So we want that to match up. Now, Rashi says he doesn't know where he says it. Somebody showed him have an idea, but then he has questions on it. But that's the way the Gemara takes it. Now, Amar Rav Yosef, Boi Minei Rav Huna. He says, I asked the following question of Rav Huna. Mita Pachot Mishlosha Pshita Lidkulab Adami. Now, let's say he's putting the chamber bot under the bed. So we said, there's one who said, the Brisa said,
that was good.
Yeah, he says, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, Shiani Chem Tachar Amita. So he puts it on the bed will be like a covering on it. So he says to him, I understand, if the bed is less than 3 amot from the ground, so then everything is like labud, it's like attached, and then that works well for me. He says, Kilabudami. Shlosha arba chamisha shisha shiva shmona tishamahu. But what if the shear is, it's in other words, not less than 3, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tfachim. So amarle lo yadana. So he said, I don't know. Asara vadai lo mibaili. 10 is not a cushion to me. So in other words, 10 definitely doesn't help me. So amar abaye, shapir avad lo yibayilach. So who's the machshon here? Rav Yosef. So So Abaye said that you did good not to ask about the 10. Kolasar Rishut Achriti. 10 Tfachim is a different Rishus. So he says, Amarava, Hilchata Pachot Mishlosha Kilabadami. The lacha is, if it's less than 3 Tfachim, the bed, so it's like labud, it's like attached. He says, Asar Rishut Achriti. 10 Tfachim is a different Rishus. Mishlosha Rasara, Haidat Bayu Mine Rav Yosef Mirav Huna Velo Pashat Lai. That's Rav Yosef asked Rav Huna, and he didn't determine it for him. Okay, we're doing pretty good with a few minutes to spare. So Amarav, Halacha Rav Shimon Elazar. So Rav says the lach follows Rav Shimon Elazar. So Rav Shimon Elazar said above that that it, in other words, even if the house is 100 amot, you shouldn't recite it. You should take it out of the house. In other words, because kula beitika arva amot damya, unless you put it underneath the bed. He says v'chein amar bali am Rabbi Yaakov barad bat Shmuel. That's what Bali said in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Shmuel. And elsewhere they explain that it's called barad bat Shmuel because Shmuel's daughters were captured by Goyim, and the Goyim had relations with them, and they had a son, and it's Talmud Chacham. He says halachik Shimon Lazar. Okay, v'rav amar ain halachik Shimon Lazar. Okay, now Rav Achoi iasiklei lebrei bei Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. So Rav Chaim was arranging a shidduch for his son with the daughter of Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. Ayla l'chuppah, he arranged for the son to enter the chuppah with this daughter, this girl. Below havamistaya melta, they weren't able to consummate the marriage. In other words, somehow he wasn't able to have beer with her. So azla batre liyune. So the father, that's Rav Achoi, he went to examine the situation. Chaz a Sefer Torah demancha. He saw a Sefer Torah was in like the where they're staying, where the bride and groom are staying. You know, so Amar lahu eichu hashtalu atoy sakanta libri. Had I not come, you would have put my son in sakana. And Rashi says in the three lines at the bottom, kimach sakanta bebni lamut ba'onish havon. It's the Tanya, three lines at the bottom of the Gemara. Bayit sheish bo Sefer Torah o tefillin. If you have a house or a room that contains a Sefer Torah or tefillin, asur l'shamish bo amita. You can't have relations with your wife in the same room with the Sefer Torah or tefillin. Ad sheotziyem, unless he takes it out. Oshianichem kli betokli, or he puts it in a kli.
The mattress and the pillow.
Well, I wouldn't do the mattress and the pillow, but you need the kli.
Double wrap.
Well, talking double wrap is an interesting halacha. But the idea is so, like, you know, like people talk about like having svarim in the room as well. Like in other words, like your bedroom. You don't. So I've heard that. All right, let me leave it. So that's the way that goes. Now we get into the issue of kli b'to kli. So Amar Abaye, Loshanu el b'kli she'eno kilyan. So when we say kli b'to kli, let me say this outside first. In other words, if I have a kli b'to kli, so if I wrap something twice, just two wrappings, so the wrappings become bat-tailed, we got the object, and it doesn't count as a second wrapping. So one wrapping could be its normal wrapping, but then the second wrap should be something which isn't designated solely for that object. So one way to do it, I spoke to Rav Shachter today about this, is I had seen or heard this, is like if you keep other objects in the second bag or whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, so then that's not designated for the inner object. So he says, Amar ben l'shan l'p'lishen u'kilyan, abal l'p'lishu u'kilyan, afilu asaramani k'chad manadami. They're all designated for the same thing, that's like one kli. Amar Rava, and this is, we'll lay it in down, we'll break in a minute. Amar Rava, glima akamatra k'kli b'to kli dami. If I have a svarim shrunk, like a closet for the svarim, and then I put a cloth on top of it, that's kli b'to kli. That's like a kli b'to kli. He says, if you look at Rashi, the fourth line, da glima lav kilyan hu. The cloth isn't like designated for the svarim. All right, now, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did tonight? Yeah, tell me about it.
Stuff.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to break off now, and okay.